15 girls out, and I have my four seniors coming back. That's exciting. I only have one junior, but if you remember, after our COVID years, that first year I didn't have anyone. So, like, last year I didn't have any sophomores, so this year I actually have one junior, five sophomores, and then four freshmen.
Are the spots pretty well set in your mind on who's going to be where, or is that with the numbers, is that going to be pretty interesting here over the next 2 weeks to kind of see who gets those spots?
It's going to be pretty interesting. I kind of have an idea who, well, you just never know who's going to step up. But probably the first three or four, I have an idea. I don't know how those will shuffle out. But, yeah, there are some opening spots. So these next couple of weeks of practice will push them harder to get those varsity spots.
When I was over at softball yesterday, I was talking with Coach Stillwell about the difference between experience and talent. And I said, we'll talk about both. Talent-wise, we have natural ability on the tennis court, girls that have been after it and have done it since 5, 6 years old. How much talent and how much experience do you have on the team this year? How does it balance out?
I have girls that are athletic, so there's a little bit different. So they're athletic, it's just they haven't played tennis before. It's just controlling that power and keeping it in the court. Because whenever I first started, I didn't ever pick up a racket until my freshman year. And so my very first practice, I was hitting it up on top of the ag building. So I have some girls that aren't keeping them in the court yet, but they're getting there. And I go, girls, give it a couple weeks. Just keep hitting it hard, and we're going to adjust each time, and then you'll be hitting them and making those winning shots.
And this is not your first time as head coach of the tennis program either. Mm-hmm. So you have some examples of girls, whether or not it took them 2 years, maybe they picked it up real easily. Where's the potential at? How much potential do you see in the group?
Well, just their overall go get it. You know, they're just really like excited to practice and cheering each other on. And that's what you want when you see a good shot. There's one girl that wasn't able to make it at anything this summer, and she just had her first practice today, and we're playing a game, and she had one of the winning shots, and you can see on her face. And so that means tomorrow is going to be even easier for her. So we play a lot of games, and when they get those winning shots in, it just gives them that more confidence.
With the other coaches that I talk with, it's we want to win the Grand River Conference, at least football and softball. It's not like you're battling for a conference championship in tennis. No. So your goal every year is we want to win districts.
Right.
Is that the first thing you talk about?
Right. Well, really, we're talking about tournaments, too, coming up.
Uh-huh.
So get those tournaments in, and then yes. And so a lot of them don't realize or understand, like, you have individual districts and then team districts. It's kind of confusing for the new ones coming in. We have a lot of newbies this year. So just talking about that, but mainly right now just talking about the tournaments, how many you can take to each tournament, because some are 6, some are 8. So it's just exciting and just a new season, and they're excited and just keeping it all straight, and it's fun.
How much, you have 15, and obviously you got to have some talent to be good, and it sounds like you do have that, but how much just the numbers help with depth and getting playing time and all the things that help to develop the program and keep it going? How much do those numbers help?
Oh, it's wonderful because, you know, sickness comes up, or if another school event comes up, if my number 6 is gone, I just move up my 7. And so that gives them, like the last 2 years, that's happened where something's happened to my number 5 or 6 and I move the other ones up, and then they got to keep that spot that, you know, for the rest of the season. So like when I always stress, don't just assume, you know, we're going to start challenges next week because we need to have them done by that next week. And, you know, once you get that number, don't just take it for granted that you're going to stay at that number.